Very thankful for the prayer that was offered, and would ask that you would continue to pray not only for tonight and for the sermons that will be preached and the men that will come before us this weekend. And I'm not going to take very long, and I'm going to let Brother James come forward and preach. But you know, that song said, "Kindred in Christ for His dear sake." Are we not? Are we not? Is that not why we're gathered here? Because we are kindred in Him, not naturally by blood, but by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are gathered here tonight. Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto everyone that believeth. That's what we have here tonight, is a group of folks that believe, not a group of folks that I'm trying to convince to believe. A group of folks I believe are already in that state. It's in the present tense and in the passive voice. They're already in the state of believing. They've already had the resurrecting power of the God of heaven and the Spirit of God resurrected in their heart, and they've been made alive, as we're told in Ephesians chapter 1, in Jesus Christ. So now that they're alive, it's a desire to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a desire to know what He says and to live according to how He teaches us for the honor and glory of His name. You know, for no other purpose were you and I put upon this earth than to honor our Lord. That's it. It's sometimes hard for us to actually embrace that and to understand that, because we are like ants. I can't think of a better word. I used to go out and kill ant beds all the time when I lived up on the farm, and I'd look at them ants running around there like, you know, the old saying, chickens with your head cut off. But I mean, to God, I'm sure we look a lot. We're busy, but our busyness is not nearly as important as we think it is. But it is the power of God to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and to the Greek. And as far as I know, there's not any Jews here tonight, or at least 100% Jews, and we may all have a little Jew. We're spiritual Jews, but nonetheless, we're Gentiles. Now, Paul told us in 1 Corinthians, what is that power? Have you ever wondered about it? We have the power of God dwelling in us. We do. We're told, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Have you ever felt the power of God in a sermon that was preached? Have you ever been touched in a way that you were lifted up from the troubles of this life for just a little while, that you might see a glimpse of Jesus Christ? Because I believe that's all we have in this life, are glimpses of the Lord. And He grants us those glimpses as we go on in our lives to see what hope we have in us, a hope that will deliver us from day to day, that we'll go and live with the Lord one day. We're believers, and I believe that God has set us apart as a church for that purpose. We're to fellowship with one another. We're to commune with one another, to love one another. The word communion literally means fellowship. We're supposed to mourn with one another, rejoice with one another, be there when one another needs. That's what the family of God does. And that's why I think we need a closeness, and we need to draw together more and more as the years come. You know, we are certainly far fewer in number than we were when I was a kid, when Brother James was a kid. We still can remember back to those days, believe it or not. I'm more ancient than he is, but we're getting up there. And I still remember the days of the old West Texas Association when there was not a seat left in the auditorium. They had chairs down the aisles. There was 300 and 400 people there, and you know, all I could do was smell the good cooking going on out there in the lunchroom. But I tell you, it was a day that I tell you, it's sad that it's gone. It really is. And so whatever efforts we make to come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I think it's a great benefit to us. And I pray that the Lord will bless us going forward. Midland Church tried to hold this meeting for a couple of years, and hopefully maybe some of the other churches will take an interest and want to try to hold it there. And I hope that we'll all support one another, because that's what it's all about. It's, you know, we don't want to go to our own church, the hosting church, and no one show up. We want you to come, and we want you to enjoy our company, our love, our fellowship. And because we are a body of believers, we are kindred in Christ for His dear sake. And may God bless us to understand that. May God bless us to make a sacrifice in our life too. And that sacrifice is of our time. Take time to come and be with the Lord's people, to enjoy their fellowship and their company, and to hear the truth preached. You know, that's something that's been on my mind for months, is the truth. You know, The Bible says we must worship in spirit and truth. And I'm not infallible. I don't have all of God's truth, but I desire to search for his truth, to know his truth, that I might walk in such a way that would honor his glorious name. It says, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring nothing to the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For after that, in the wisdom of the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God said in his eyes, preaching was foolishness, but to us, it's a deliverance. It's a deliverance every time God blesses a man to preach. Because for a while, we don't have our eyes fixated upon the troubles and the tribulations of this world. And I tell you, there are many. You know, I preached out of 2 Timothy here not long ago, and it talked to, I believe, in 2 Timothy in the first five verses, we're given a description of what God's people can become when they are conformed to this world, when they do not come out from among them and be separate. You know, the church needs to be separate. It really does. God said the church is a city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. You know, it's a peculiar people. It's not to be worldly. It's not to be the same as the world. It's to be distinct from the world. Now, it's to be a place for sinners to come. It's to be a place for sinners to come and to hear the gospel preached and to repent. But it's not to be like the world. It's to be different than the world. That's why when it said, he was telling Israel over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, come out from among them and be ye separate. And I tell you, that's hard. That's hard for God's children. That's hard for everybody in this world. It says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. You know, we got two choices as God's children, become more and more like the world as we go forward, or to have a transformation in our life. And when you do that, you are going to be a peculiar people. You're going to be strange to the world, to most of them. You know, there's not many folks that's going to go to church on a Friday night. There's plenty going on in the city of Lubbock. There's movie theaters. There's everything you can find to do. But if you love the Lord enough, and this is the most important thing in your life, then I think it gives you a desire to come and be in the house of the Lord. And I hope we grow in grace and knowledge. I hope that desire becomes more powerful within us, within our young people. Like I said, we don't have the young people that we had. And you know, we were peculiar when the houses were full to most folks. We were a peculiar people. We were strange. But the Lord said, or Paul said in Titus chapter 2, that we are a peculiar people, purified by the Lord. So think not of how we are as we come together, but thank God that we are kindred in Christ and that we can come together and that God can use a man to preach the gospel and he can bring a message that would deliver us from the troubles or the difficulties that we face, and they are many. They are many. So again, I thank you for being here. It's been a great blessing to fellowship with you, and I look forward to doing that tomorrow and Sunday, and may God bless our time together. And Brother James, would you come forward and preach for us?